Hello, I'm Izzy Wisniewska, and this is SEO in 2024. And my tip for you for 2024 is to befriend other marketeers and go holistic this new year. So in today's digital marketing world, we can't really focus on one channel anymore, especially for brands that want to go big and want to build their branding and want to target more broadly as well. They can't just focus on one channel, let's say SEO, right? We have to go holistic. We have to work with other marketers. We do have to work with our brand as well, but we have to work with other marketers. We have to ensure that our strategies are aligning and are aligned. So we can't just go do one thing for SEO and do one thing for social media, or like just shoot what we're going to focus on. Today is going to be technical and tomorrow maybe we focus on link building. We have to align everything together because this is the only way that we're going to really hit the business goals, which is always a sale, right? They want to make money. That's why they hired us. So we have to ensure that we're working towards the same goal. And to work towards the same goal, our strategies have to be aligned. And we have to ensure that they all working together and that we know our efforts are not kind of like disconnected and going completely different directions.
So how do we align our strategies? How do we befriend other marketers and go holistic, as you put it?
How do we befriend people? We talk to each other, right? As simple as that. We talk to each other. We schedule meetings, like regular catch-ups with other marketing teams. So what we used to do in one of the agencies I have worked at, and I think that was really cool, we used to have this like little short meetings every morning with our PRs, with our project managers to ensure that we are actually working, you know, towards the same goal, that there is nowhere that we disconnected, that we work on something that maybe it's not going to be 100% good at this moment for the other team members. So we just simple as that. We talk to each other. We make sure that we know each other, that we know what we're working on, that what other teams are working on, because there might be things that we can help each other with. So if we have like a, let's say an SEO campaign focused on, and I'm just going to shoot, right? We're approaching Christmas. On Christmas, right? Maybe we're writing some blog posts and we're trying to rank it. Maybe our social media team could help us with posting it on social media with, I don't know, boosting some posts, right? But we have to talk to each other in order to do it, right? If they're going to focus on, I don't know, if we're going to focus on Christmas as a whole, and they just gonna focus on, I don't know, one sale on for Black Friday, let's say, then it's all kind of going, you know, different directions, and we could help each other out if we just aligned our efforts.
So that certainly sounds useful, but it also sounds quite informal in approach, and it feels like whatever is top of mind, that's what's discussed, and you might be in danger of missing something out, of not sharing something that you've forgotten about, that you're not thinking of that particular day. So is there not a more formal process that you would recommend to work more effectively together to ensure that nothing is forgotten about?
I think it all depends on the company that you work for. Also, if you're in-house or agency side, because that might be different. So we could have Slack channels. We could have Asana boards. I really recommend Asana boards where everyone can contribute to. So everyone can see what's going on. We can have more formal meetings, like maybe once a week. I wouldn't do it too often because we then run to a trap of just talking to each other and then we're running out of time to do the actual work. So if we had like, for example, once a week, one formal meeting, going through strategies, going like, right, so we're going to focus on Christmas now, going through ideas together. So everyone is involved from the beginning of the process and everyone knows what's going on. And then let's say once a week, we have a catch up like, right, so now we're focusing on this particular campaign featuring our, I don't know, Christmas sale, let's say, yeah. And then we can together make a plan, or if we've got like some higher, if it's like more structured management, we can have a management make a plan, and then you can involve your juniors in another meeting so everyone knows what's going on. I think that's the key, for everyone to know what's going on. And then the morning meetings I've mentioned could be just like a touch base of, all right, so we're doing this today, we're doing that. Any problems, any issues, or is everything going smoothly? I think that could work. But I'd be careful of not doing it also too often, to not run into a trap just talking and not then running out of time for doing.
It's possibly tougher in larger organizations. I mean, I can see what you're advising working in maybe small and medium-sized companies. But when I've worked in a marketing department with over 100 people, maybe not the biggest company in the world, but it's not really convenient to get everyone together at the same meeting and to expect to be able to share everything at the same meeting. I like the fact that you alluded to maybe department heads have a meeting and then ensure that you share it with juniors as well. But in terms of the makeup of a team, because each marketing department have got so many different channels involved nowadays. You've got content teams, PR teams, SEO, and then you've got different paid marketing and social as well. So what does that mean for the best makeup of a team nowadays? Is there an argument to say, for instance, that instead of having an SEO team, you'd have a project team, and then you'd have one marketer from each individual channel being represented on that project?
I used to work like this, and I think that was working really well. So we would have, like, there were many people in the agency, like many SEOs, many product managers, but we worked in like something called pods. So we would have an SEO person, a PR person, and a project manager. And then we would have our set of clients. And obviously we could talk to each other between different pods and share ideas and everything, of course. But we would focus on our set of clients. And then this way we could make sure that we are aligned with each other. And there is not, so I kind of like the idea of not having different channel teams as such, but maybe like campaign teams, or like to make sure that we have representative maybe of every channel in every campaign. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's going back to what I said. So we make sure that everyone knows what's going on. So in there, I can understand that in the bigger organizations that might be tougher, but I think it's just about coming up with a way of structuring, as you said, of structuring the teams to ensure that we know what's going on. It's also useful, and I think we've talked about it a little in one of the podcasts before, that it's also useful to make sure that your broader marketing team understands different channels. I don't mean specialize in different channels, but I mean, so like, I'm an SEO, but I know how pay-per-click works. I'm a focus on technical and on-page, but I know how link building works. I know how PR works.
You're a T-shaped marketer.
Yeah, so at least, like, I know sometimes we call, like, jack of all trades, right? But actually, having a broad understanding of the broader marketing, right? So how does it work and what we're working towards and how we can achieve this is very helpful. Because then even if something got missed in translation, then you can catch up, like, oh, actually, that might not work together well. You know what I mean? So I think this is also really helpful to ensure that your team is educated to enough level. I don't mean specialize in everything, because we can't specialize in everything, right? But at least knows what's going on and how the things are achieved in different teams, in different channels. But I'm sure, even if it's tougher in different organizations, I'm sure there is a way to come up with an idea to, you know, to make it work. So as we said, maybe head of departments, because there is always a structure, right? So we've got someone that we're reporting to, yeah? Maybe just the heads, very, very heads at the beginning. And then we go to our lower level, and then we share it with them. And then they can share it with their juniors if we're talking about really large marketing teams. But I'm sure this is doable. And then maybe we could have like a plan drafted up, so everyone could, in their own time, could read it through or could see it and understand how the different channels are going to work together. I think it's really vital, and I think it's really, really important, because I've seen firsthand what can happen when this is kind of all disconnected, even in SEO, because sometimes we have technical SEOs, we can local SEOs, we've got content SEOs, right? So even if this is disconnected, I've seen what can happen. Like, you know, one person would do this and then other team would look at them and be like, whoa, but that's not how it works for us. That's not, we have to change it now. So it can just lead to, you know, coming back, changing things and losing time on fixing things instead of going forward.
I think many people will like your idea of pods, but I guess there's potential downside with everything. I guess with pods, you have to make sure that, first of all, pods can learn off each other. So yes. If there are certain techniques, tactics that they're using with certain clients, then hopefully that learning can be shared between different pods. And I reckon another downside would be if so many individual channels were working together, they would be working a little bit more siloed and perhaps not as interactive with other team members as they would be if everyone was doing the same discipline. So could an alternative be to be in a pod 1 or 2 days a week and then to go back into your team of your own discipline the rest of the days of the week? Or is that getting too complicated?
I mean, I could see the benefit of that, what you're saying. I'm not sure how that worked, because the way we worked, and that wasn't my idea, that was actually what I was at ReSignal. So yeah, it's their idea. And it was structured really well, because we also had, outside of working in the pod, we also had like something called, I think, lunch and learn. So we would have different team members doing different talks to everyone, so everyone can kind of like learn from each other. And we've been all really close, so like sitting in the same office, so we could always go to someone and talk to someone from the same industry, let's call it. Yeah, so I could go to another SEO and talk to them if I had any problem, or if I wanted just to have a chat. We had like internal newsletters with news. We had like a very good structure of internal online communication. I think that was really structured well. With your idea, I think I can see the benefit. I'm not sure if it would be like, if we're working on separate clients in the pods, I'm not sure how that would work. But I'm sure there are different ways of structuring that. Like, so we could, you know, if we worked on the same client somehow, then maybe we could work on different campaigns as a pods to make sure that everything is aligned. And then as a bigger picture, we could come back to our teams. Maybe that would, you know, but I think that would work only for bigger clients and bigger brands that actually require a lot of work on it. But yeah, I'm sure you could make it work somehow.
So if we're working so closely together, how do we measure which channel has the biggest impact on the customer deciding to make a purchase? Because you're always having SEO, PPC or other departments going, it was us, we referred the customer. So what are your thoughts on measuring that?
I mean, in the ideal world, I would say we are a marketing team and we fighting for the same goal, let's say. And we shouldn't kind of, you know, try to, you're like, oh, this was us. But you can still measure the fact that we work on the same campaign, let's say. It doesn't change the things that we do as much. So let's say I'm still going to, if we take the Christmas campaign that I gave as an example, yeah, and we're going to, I don't know, we're doing a Christmas sale. We still run pay-per-click. Right? We still do our on-page SEO. We still make sure the technical is on, is done. And we still do our social ads, let's say, but we drive them to the same page. For example, I'm giving an example here. We drive them to the same page, or we make sure that we advertise the same campaign the same time that the social ads do, let's say. Yeah. So we make sure that we do a lot of noise around the same campaign, because this is the most important to the brand now. But we can still see the fragments, you know, we can still see who came from pay-per-click. We can still see who came from search. We can still see who came from social. If we go to analytics, for example. Yeah, so we can still see that. It's not like we're not changing what we do as such as how we do it, as how we approach it, to make sure that strategy is aligned and that we don't not going in a completely different directions. We make sure that content team didn't write a blog about making this up, yeah, 10 best gifts for Christmas, where actually we just promoting our perfume, let's say, yeah? So maybe they should be writing about, I don't know, 10 best perfume for Christmas, yeah, or 10 best, you know what I mean? So we just make sure that the strategy is aligned. We're not changing as much of what we're doing. So it's still possible to see who came from where and how much revenue is assigned to the one channel. I don't think there's going to be any problems with that.
If an SEO is struggling for time, what should they stop doing right now so they can spend more time focusing on what you suggest in 2024?
I think structuring your day better, that's always helpful. So what I always said, I learned this in the very first job I was working at, and I still think it's a gold. Stop checking emails at the beginning of your day, because it might sound harsh, but when you start checking emails, then you do stuff for other people and you don't do the stuff that you should be doing right now. That's on your list. If you're not making lists, start making lists. Lists are gold. To-do lists. And have blocks of time dedicated to like hardcore focused work. So what I try to do, and I'm not going to lie, it doesn't always work. But what I try to do, I try to dedicate morning, because I work better in the morning. So I try to dedicate morning to like a hardcore focused work. So if I know I've got like a big project to finish, or I've got like a big chunk of work to do, I try to dedicate the morning to it. Then I start checking emails. And replying to people and doing the little bits and bobs. And then I think you might also have more time for this communication and for this alignment with other teams, because you already done your main piece for today, let's say, and then you can do the little bits, and then in between maybe you can chat with other team members and do stuff for people from the emails that you didn't check in the morning.
So even dealing with client emails, because obviously sometimes clients appreciate an immediate response. So you would be happy just to leave a client email for hours if you wanted to get greater focus and best use of your time by focusing on a client project for the morning.
I mean, if something is really like terribly wrong, and if I don't see it, then they can always pick up a phone and call me. But yes, I think client would appreciate more that you're actually doing stuff for them than sitting constantly and replying to emails, because replying to emails doesn't get the stuff done as much. You just, you know, you're talking, and I'm not saying leave the client email for days. I'm just saying, you know, have 2 or 3 hours focus session. What if you were in a meeting though, and the client emailed you, would you stop? You wouldn't, right? You wouldn't stop a meeting with another client just to reply to this client. You wouldn't check your emails in the meeting.
Oh, if you're on holiday, would you stop for that? Do you always? Yeah,
some people would. but I think a client meeting is a very good example, because if you're in a meeting, you're not like, oh, I'm sorry, I just got a really important email from another client. If I did that and you were my client, you'd be like, right, girl, I think. So you wouldn't do that, right? And sometimes meetings are long, so like strategy meetings. Like I had meetings that were 2 or 3 hours, for example. So and then you have to leave that email for that long, yeah. So but if you have these focused sessions of like a hardcore work, and then you really do stuff for this client, and they can see it moving forward, I think they will appreciate it. I honestly think they will appreciate it.
Izzy Vinyeskes, the director of Creators Media, and you can find her over at creatorsmedia.co.uk. Izzy, thanks so much for being part of SEO in 2024.
Thank you.
I've been your host, David Bain. Get your copy of SEO in 2024, the book, over at seoin2024.com.